Democrats want to pay for extending current student loan rates by cutting subsidies for oil and natural gas companies. An explosion in Syria's capital has reportedly killed at least 9 people and injured a number of others. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the apparent suicide bomb attack came as Syrians took to the streets for the latest in a series of weekly protests.
Syrian state television blamed the blast on terrorists, but so far no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Video from the blast site near a mosque showed gruesome images of body parts. The Syrian government and those who oppose it are trading accusations over who has made more violations of a UN-brokered ceasefire that was supposed to take effect 2 weeks ago. Syrian activists say hundreds of people have died at the hands of government troops. The Syrian government says armed rebels have committed hundreds of violations themselves. Right now, a handful of UN observers are inside Syria. More are expected next week. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
A recovery crew in Kazakhstan greeting 3 crew members from the International Space Station after a safe landing back on Earth today. NASA spokesman Rob Navius watched as American astronaut Dan Burbank exited the Soyuz spacecraft.
Burbank is simply asked for a bottle of water to wet his whistle, if you will, and there's laughter abounding. He appears to be in very good shape indeed.
Burbank and 2 Russian cosmonauts spent nearly 5.5 months aboard the space station. Wall Street, the Dow is up 28 points. This is NPR News. Ford Motor Company says its profits dropped 46% in the first quarter compared to the same period last year. Tracy Samelton of Michigan Radio reports that's despite better performance in North America.
Ford CEO Alan Mulally says Ford made $1.4 billion in the first quarter, largely on the strength of North American sales.
That was pulled down this last quarter by the deteriorating situation in Europe.
Ford lost $149 million in Europe, but Mulally says those losses would have been greater had Ford not taken steps to reduce its capacity and costs in Europe. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samelton in Ann Arbor.
A blind Chinese activist whose case has raised international concerns has escaped from house arrest. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing there are fears of reprisals against his family.
5 days ago, Chen Guangcheng slipped out of his home where he's been held under house arrest for 1.5 years. Activists say they drove him to a safer place, but it is not clear where he is now. A US-based activist, Bob Fu, said Chen had clearly expressed that he did not want to seek asylum or go abroad. Chen is a blind, self-taught lawyer. He shot to prominence after exposing illegal abortions by local government officials in Shandong province. One woman who helped him escape has already been detained. There was also a clash between Chen's nephew and local officials, in which some people were injured. Sources say that Chen's nephew's house has also been surrounded by security forces. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
A live recording of Louis Armstrong playing his trumpet for one of the last times is being released today. It was recorded 41 years ago. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering market commentary and perspective on changing markets online, by phone, or in a local branch. Learn more at schwab.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. We're going to start off the hour by going back to 1995 and a comeback disc for Billy Boy Arnold, who had been a Chicago blues harp player back in the 1950s as a very young man. He'd played with Henry Gray and Bo Diddley and all sorts of people at the time. Ended up getting a straight job for many years and not performing all that much, not touring all that much. And when he retired, he changed that equation a bit. We're going to turn to his disc, El Dorado Cadillac. Here's Billy Boy Arnold on blues, harp, and vocals with Mama's Bitter Seed.
My mama told me, baby, you my bitter seed. My mama told me, baby, you my bitter seed. She said in every man's life song there would be some days like these. My mother told me that a woman would do wrong.
Of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, "You're growing up, boy. Pretty soon you might want to take yourself a bride. I got a few words for you." And then she told me this. She said, "Just because you've become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some little girl for her hand, you better keep your freedom for as long as you can. My mama told me, yeah. She said, boy, you better shop around. Oh, you better shop around.
Want you to know, just as sure as the wind's gonna blow, the women come and the women gonna go, before you tell them that you love so.
My mama told me, you better shop around.
Shop, shop around.
Oh, you better shop around.
Shop, shop around.
You got to get yourself a bargain, son. So don't be sold on the very first one.
Pretty girls come a dime a dozen.
Try to find one who can give you true love.
Thank you.
yourself a bargain, son. So don't be sold on the very first one.
Pretty girls come a dime a dozen.
Try to find one who can give you true love. Before you take a girl and say, I do. She's in love with you.
No, she's in love with you.
Make sure that our love is true.
Love is true.
I hate to see you end up feeling sad. My mama told me better shop around.
Shop around.
Better shop around.
Shop around.
Oh, you better shop around.
Shop around.
A pretty face might fool you.
Shop around.
You better get to know her, yeah.
Shop
yeah,
around.
Yeah, I'ma tell you this, my mama
told me.
Oh, you better shop around.
Keb Moe singing as part of a loose group called the L.A. Blues Alliance from a disc entitled What a Life. The disc came out in 2007. And, of course, was Keb singing a number called A Shop Around. He was preceded here on KRVS by Billy Boy Arnold. We heard Billy Boy do a number called Mama's Bitter Seed from his disc El Dorado Cadillac that came out in 1995. And that last tune, we heard Keb Moe. He was playing acoustic guitar, but playing that really fine acoustic slide guitar with Sonny Landreth. Sonny's on most, maybe on all the tracks on that disc. I know he's on most of them, does vocals on a couple of them. But we're going to listen to Sonny, who, by the way, played last night, opened up the main stage, the international stage, around 6 p.m. with his band, Dave Ranson, and well, nice trio. We're going to go back, though, to a performance he did during the Festival International back in 2004 on April 23rd. He had a gig at Grant Street, and that songs were recorded and have been released on a disc called Grant Street. And we're going to listen to him do a really, really interesting minor blues that a lot of sort of tension set up in the song by Dave Ranson's bass playing and Sonny's ethereal guitar technique. It's quite a voice in itself. Sonny on this tune demonstrates some of the technique that has earned him the title of the Bayou Slide Genius, as well as a lot of international acclaim. Here's Sonny Landreth with Broken Hearted Road.
Thank you.
Sonny Landreth, Broken Hearted Road from the disc Grant Street, recorded live at Grant Street Dance Hall back in 2004. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for KRVS comes from Recycled Cycles, a locally owned shop with antique, vintage, custom, and new bicycles, as well as bike repairs. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6. Recycled Cycles in downtown Lafayette also serves as a music venue on Second Saturday Art Walk in April, featuring Bonsoir Catin. More information can be found on Facebook. This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal du Dimanche held every Sunday from 1 to 4. Upcoming performers include Corey Ledet and his Zydeco Band, Brandon Morrow and the Cajun Friends, Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble, and Blake Miller and the Vermilion Playboys. More on upcoming performers, special events, and tours at vermilionville.org.
Music next from a man born in Marksville, Louisiana, raised in Alexandria, and played the streets of New Orleans as a teenager, later Helena, Arkansas, and ultimately Chicago, Illinois, where he became the most famous blues harp player in history. From 1954, here's Little Walter.
Jump here, you jump, jump there, you jump, jump, jump everywhere, then you mellow down easy, mellow down easy. You mellow down easy when you really wanna blow your top. You shake, shake here, you shake, shake there, you shake, shake, shake everywhere, then you mellow down easy, mellow down easy. You mellow down easy when you really want to blow your top. Mellow down easy. You mellow down easy when you really want to blow your top.
Try, baby, little girl, try before I go. You just got to try, baby, little girl, try before I go. It ain't nothing you can say, make me stay another day. My love,
I was all so green. I give you my loving. I was all so green. But now I know this girl, baby, I just got to quit the scene. Crying, baby, give me one reason that I shouldn't go. Why are you crying and worrying, baby? Give me one reason that I shouldn't go. But if it make any kind of sense to me, baby, I'll come stepping right back through that door again. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will, babe.
Recorded in Chicago in 1967, John Lee Hooker with a number called Cry Before I Go. And also recorded in Chicago from 1954, before we heard John Lee Hooker, we heard Little Walter do a Willie Dixon composition. Dixon was on bass on that recording. Mellow Down Easy, some blistering harp solos by Little Walter, and that was his stock in trade. He revolutionized blues harp, where Sonny Boy Williamson the first may have been the first to electrify it. Little Walter made it a much more electrifying instrument in its own right. He was quite amazing. We're going to listen to him again, this time again from 1954, again doing a Willie Dixon composition with Willie in the rhythm section on bass, but this time as part of recording as part of the Muddy Waters band. He had quit Muddy Waters by this time, but was used quite often by the Chess Brothers in their studio recordings of the Muddy Waters band. Here's Muddy along with Little Walter, also Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Otis Spann on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, Fred Belew on drums with I'm Ready.
I'm ready, ready to anybody. I am ready for you. I hope you're ready for me. I got an axe-hound pistol on a graveyard frame that shoot tombstone bullets, wine balls and chain. I'm drinking TNT, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball start a fire. Oh, I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you. I hope you're ready for me. All you pretty little chicks with your curly hair, I know you feel like I ain't no way. But stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't no swell. Because I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. Thank you.
I've been drinking gin like never before. I feel so good, I want you to know. One more drink, I wish you would. It takes a whole lot of loving to make me feel good. I'm ready, ready to anybody. I am ready for you. I hope you're ready for me.
Recording for Cobra Records back in 1958, and yet another session produced by bassist and composer Willie Dixon. That was Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy with Try to Quit You, Baby. He'd just prior to this come up from Louisiana, from the Baton Rouge area, to Chicago, and was starting to make his name for himself. Before we heard Buddy Guy, we heard the Muddy Waters Band from 1954 doing another Willie Dixon classic, I'm Ready. And again, on that track, Little Walter on blues harp. We're going to turn to James Cotton, who took the blues harp chair in the Muddy Waters Band back in 1955, kept it for 11 years. We're going to listen to Cotton's latest disc, which came out in 2010. It's called Giant. Cotton is only on blues harp in the early 90s. He had a throat operation that precludes him from singing, really doing any vocal work on recordings. Slam Allen is the vocalist on this next track. James Cotton again on blues harp with That's All Right.
You told me, baby, once upon a time, said if I'd be yours, you sure enough would be mine. But that's all right. You don't love me no more, baby. That's all right. Every now and then I wonder, darling, loving you tonight. You told me, baby, your love for me was strong. Wake up early in the morning, find a we weren't gone. That's all right. You told me a lie, baby. That's all right. Every now and again I wonder, darling, loving you tonight. For me was strong. Wake up early in the morning, find those words gone, but that's alright. Told me a lie, baby, so that's alright. Every now and again I want a dollar. Loving you
Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
I I would like to write a song about the moonlight, but I know I'll have to write the way I feel. How can I say the moon is bright when you're not with me at night? And to me the moonbeams are not real. I would like to tell just why the stars are shining and just why they decorate the Milky Way. How can I write about the stars when it's cloudy in my heart and all my thoughts are of my darling Ruth Mae? Like the wet that's in water, like the dawn that's in day, you're in my veins, that you remain that way, that way. Now it seemed that all my songs are filled with sadness, for the sadness in my heart is here to stay. I know I'll never write a tune about the stars and about the moon until you return, my darling Ruth Mae. That's in water, like the dawn that's in day. You're in my veins, there to remain that way, that way. Now it seemed that all my songs are filled with sadness, for the sadness in my heart is here to stay. I know I'll never write a tune about the stars and about the moon until you return, my darling Ruth Mae. Until you return, my darling Ruth Mae.
From 1951, the master lyricist and composer Percy Mayfield, the poet of the blues, as some called him, a number called Ruthie Mae. 2 years, what was it, 3 years before this, he'd walked into Specialty Records and had a song for them that he wanted, he thought might be perfect for Jimmy Witherspoon. And actually, with Supreme Records, he wasn't with Specialty at the time. But anyway, the tune was 2 years of torture. They talked him into recording it, and his career did very well, at least for a while. A lot of tragedy marred his life, though. In 1952, he got in a terrible car accident that left him disfigured. So after that, as a performer, it was just it's too much for him to try and get up on stage. But he still, for many years, composed just brilliant blues and R&B pieces like Please Send Me Someone to Love, Strange Things Happen, and a number of other tunes. Percy Mayfield. Before hearing Percy Mayfield, we heard James Cotton from his disc Giant, James on blues harp, again Slam Allen on vocals, doing a number called That's All Right. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to another Percy Mayfield composition. Back in the late 50s, he ended up working a bit with Ray Charles, became, some say, his music director. And in 1961, Ray Charles recorded a Percy Mayfield composition that took Ray to the top of the charts.
You say oh woman, oh woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go. You say? Now baby, listen baby, don't you treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday. Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
you say?
Well, what you said, I didn't understand it. You can't mean that. Oh, now, baby, please. What you trying to do to me? Oh, don't hurt me like that, baby.
Jumped up this morning and he sat on the side of the bed. He said, I'm leaving you, baby. And this is just what I said. I said, I can't make you stay if you really want to go. But it is high time, sucker, that you should know.
One monkey don't spell no soul. So if you still want to go, go ahead. And I mean every word that I say.
Oh, that child is sad. But guess what happened next? My man thought I was jabbing. So he just walked out the door. That was about 3 o'clock in the morning. Had me another man before. Some women crying, moan, and groan when they man leave them dry, long, and slow. But I'm telling you, girls, I found out a long time.
One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. So if he gets too big for his pants, find you a spring brand new and then give him a chance.
Hey, now, I wasn't always the way you hear me today. Let me tell you what happened in the older days. I used to be real chicken-hearted. And I'd cry when he walked out the door. I was so young, dumb, and stupid. I ain't like that no more. 'Cause I had a hard way to go before I really learned the score. And I'm here to tell all you girls, 'cause it's time you should know.
Cause there's a million other men out there that can fill his shoes. One monkey don't stop and don't show. One monkey don't stop and don't show. One monkey don't stop and don't show. And you can tell him I told you so.
From her first Ichiban Records release, I Want You to Love Me, that was Francine Reed with her take on One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. Prior to hearing Francine, we heard Ray Charles from 1961 with his number one hit, the Percy Mayfield composition, Hit the Road, Jack. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, a request left over from last week. One of our supporters, and actually a couple of ladies that fed us, the Taco Sisters, had a request, and we couldn't get to it in time, so... For Molly and Katie Caliente here, the Tedeschi Trucks Band from their Grammy Award winning disc Revelator.
Tell
from her Roof Records release. It came out in 2007. The disc is entitled Guitared and Feathered. That was Candy Cane, We're Long Ago and Far Away. She was preceded by the Tedeschi Trucks Band from their disc Revelator. They won a Grammy this past February for this disc, and they did a number for us called Come See About Me. Again, a request left over from one of last week's supporters of public radio here in Acadiana. And this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Also on the web, streaming audio at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio, and if you are a member supporting us, we appreciate that. We'd like to thank you very much for that. And if not, we hope you'll consider membership. You can find out all you need to know about that at our website, krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It is currently 11 a.m.
Support for KRVS comes from the family of John and Hillary Slaughter, promoting the cultural experience offered by the town of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, with local businesses such as Casa Azul, Criolla Cafe, Earth and Herbs, Brent's Catering, and P&D Cakes. The family of John and Hillary Slaughter, encouraging others to explore Grand Coteau.